Hey, y'all. We're so glad you joined us today for our Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast, Two Becoming One. I'm Rundy Good.
And I'm Jennifer Good. And we have some good stuff for you today.
Yes, good stuff. So let's get into this for our Two Becoming One Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast. Welcome back to episode 3 of Two Becoming One, our Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast. And like we always like to do, we like to start out with the Word of God. So Miss Jennifer is going to read the Word of God as we get into what we're talking about today.
Yes, yes. Welcome, everyone. We look forward to sharing this time with you. Now, this is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. It says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light."
So what she just read and what we're talking about today, let me see what we're talking about today. And please excuse my language on this. I can't think of a better word. But why, when marriages, when couples get married, why within a 2-year period they end up sucking the life out of each other?
My goodness!
And so, we want to share today. You know, as we're looking at how to become one, one of the things that happens is that when you don't keep the Lord in the middle of that marriage,
that's right,
and you don't understand He's the third person of the marriage, what happened is the husband and the wife will end up looking at each other and literally sucking the life up out of each other.
Wow.
And it usually takes about 2 years. This happened in marriages. It happens in regular relationships. You probably can look back over your relationships.
Ooh.
And the ones that you was really serious about lasted about 2 years.
Yeah.
Because right around, I don't know, 18 months or maybe even 12 months, you kept looking to each other. And what kept happening is you was getting everything out of it, and you was loving it, and you was loving it. And then the person becomes depleted.
Yes.
And you know, and they don't have anything else to give.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that is so true. I think back to, you know, young relationships, you know, in your high school years. And you just thinking, I mean, this is the love of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they give me everything I need.
Yes.
But after a while, like you said, you know, you can only get so much out of a person, and then if you're not putting anything back in, well, it's gonna run out.
Exactly, honey. And that's exactly what happened is because we're not putting in spiritually what we need for the soul to be replenished so that the husband can be the husband and the wife can be the wife.
Right.
And as you was reading in the scriptures, and what we teach in fact, this month we're offering covenant marriage. When you go to our website, you'll see that at a discount price. And what we teach in covenant marriage, one of the principles that we teach, and the most important principle, is that for your marriage to be flourishing, to be successful, and to be thriving,
absolutely,
the husband and the wife has to have an individual relationship with Jesus the Christ through the Word of God.
Oh, that's so key.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So with that understanding, you know, in Matthew, Jesus says to them, "Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, what does that mean to us? Firstly, what does that mean to us as far as in marriage? How do we get heavy laden when it comes in our marriage?
Oh, man. I mean, in so many different ways, we can be laden down with just the everyday life.
Yes.
You know, we're working,
yes,
and we're, you know, cleaning, cooking, all of those things. You know, those kind of things take that for lack of a better word, the joy out of enjoying each other.
Yes.
And so you start to look at each other with, you know, a side eye because you're like, well, you know, it was so fun in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We was having all this, you know, these good times.
Yep.
But everyday life has to come in.
Yes, you know? Yes, yes. And the thing about it is, and what happens is, you know, I'm tired.
Yes.
And you're tired.
Right.
And then we'll look to each other, two tired people.
Right.
Looking to get energy.
Yep.
And to get life out of two tired people. Mm-hmm. And then that opens up the door for the blame game.
Oh, that's it.
And
that's
one of the most common things that we hear marriage couples says mm-hmm. is, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
As if, y'all, as if the whole purpose of the marriage was to make you happy. That That's the lie of the world. Mm-hmm. That's the lie of the enemy.
Right.
And what you would hear us say over and over again, the whole purpose of the marriage is first to glorify God.
Yes.
Produce godly offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two in the marriage get to enjoy the marriage with each other.
Right.
But it can't happen without the creator of marriage.
That's it.
And you know, and it can't happen without us having that really daily source that mm-hmm. comes from spending time in the Word, spending time with the Lord, and us getting refilled so that when we come to each other, because remember, y'all, this podcast is two becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, through those things you were talking about, honey, the cooking, the cleaning, mm-hmm. The working, working outside the house. Right. I mean, working on a job,
mm-hmm.
and then coming in, then in the house, there's stuff to be done in the house and stuff to be done outside the house and all this stuff. All that stuff happens is part of the process mm-hmm. of God subtracting from us.
Right.
And what he wants to do in that, he wants to use those things, those positives and the negatives that's happening in our lives to make us to become one
mm-hmm.
to be able to enjoy marriage.
Yeah, yeah. And you said something so key there because that's why we stress the individual relationship with God.
Yes.
Because as that subtraction is happening, see, he'll be our strength.
Yes.
And that will keep it from being a burden, you know, as this, you know, the scripture says.
Right.
And we will be able to still get the joy out of the marriage because he's strengthening us during that time of subtraction.
Yes, yes, yes. And mm-hmm. and the thing about it is this. Listen, we definitely agree. I definitely agree with husband and wives praying together a lot. But I want to emphasize something even more.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal time in the Word of God and the Lord, apart from your wife, will strengthen your marriage beyond strength.
Oh, yes, it will.
And and it allows your soul to get rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we've heard couples pray together and they end up praying like, you know, Lord, help her to do such and such, such and such.
Yes.
Lord, help him to do such and such. Well, mm-hmm. once again, that's not prayer. Mm. Now it's become a war zone.
That's right.
Where one, you know, the husband or the wife is trying to get the other one to hear
mm-hmm.
their frustration and what they want to do right.
Right.
And so, like I said, I'm not against husband and wife pray together because we pray together.
That's right.
But more so, it is our personal time with the Lord. And he says, come to me and listen to this. He says, I will give you rest.
Right.
And what we have to understand in marriage, y'all, your spouse is not supposed to give you rest.
That's right.
Your husband is not supposed to give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is not supposed to give you rest. Mm-hmm. Rest comes from the Lord.
Exactly.
And what frustrates marriages is that when they come home from a long day of work,
mm-hmm.
and especially if both the husband and the wife is working,
mm-hmm.
they
mm-hmm.
both come home stressed out, tired, and they look to their husband or their wife, they look to them to be that restoration, and they can't be
Mm-mm.
because they're tired themselves.
There you go.
They're tired themselves.
Oh, such a good point. Such a good point.
Yeah. And you know, honey, this reminds me when we both was working.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I was working at Mondo.
Right.
And I was working and pastoring.
That's
Working 12 hours a day and pastoring. Mm-hmm. And so what I would do, y'all, when I got home I would go straight to, because we live in the same house, I would go straight upstairs. Mm-hmm. I would go into the bedroom. Now I would speak, but I wouldn't spend time with Jan. I would go into my bedroom, shut the door, mm-hmm. and I would get on my face before God, and I would spend that time with Him, allowing Him to restore me.
Oh yes,
because all of the work that I had been doing, 12 hours of working, tired, soul depleted, mm-hmm. and I knew that I had to be a husband and a father,
right?
To our daughter, a husband to my wife, and so that time I would be refreshed, it would just be about 10 minutes, and I would come out able, not looking for her to restore me, mm-hmm. but actually able to be the husband that she called that she needed me to be, and allow her to be the wife that I needed her to be.
Yeah, I'm so glad you remember that example, because that is something that really kept our marriage with joy in it.
Yes.
Because, you know, like you said, you have been pulled at all day from the world, mm-hmm. and for me to pull at you when you got in again.
Right.
Well, I mean, that can lead to nothing but frustration. And so I am so glad that you remember that example to remind the couples, you know, look, take those few minutes, spend the time with the Lord, lay before Him, let Him pour into you.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
And that way, when you come out, you're coming out full of the Spirit, and you're able to see each other the way God sees you.
Yes.
And that just makes the marriage awesome.
And y'all, that's what we're trying to say, is that's what it is. We, mm-hmm. We keep the Lord a part of the marriage.
Always.
And we've done it now for 29 years. Mm-hmm. You know, the first 9 years not in the Lord, so we've been married 38 years, and so you know, folk, I mean how do you do it? How do you do it? Listen, it's only one way to do it, and that's with the Lord a part of it. The last thing he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and I will find rest for your souls. Ooh. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And listen, all the Lord is saying to you and I today is that for two to become one,
mm-hmm.
God, through Jesus Christ, through His Word, through that time of prayer and communion with Him, that is the only way that your marriage is not just going to be able to endure,
mm-hmm.
but to thrive.
That's
what the Joy of Marriage Consultant is about. It's mm-hmm. about helping your marriage to thrive.
Yes.
God wants your marriage to be a successful, flourishing, thriving condition.
Yes.
And here's the bottom line is this, y'all. When He gets the glory, you and I get the benefits.
Ooh,
Yes.
And I just want to let you know, it do work.
Yes.
I mean, we are a testimony.
Yes, exactly.
So try it.
Exactly. Well, thank y'all once again for joining us for the Joy of Marriage Consulting podcast. Of two becoming one.
Yes.
Hey, we know that podcast was a blessing to you, because it was a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to check out our website at the
joyofmarriageconsulting.com,
where you can hear testimonies and get our video of the month at a discount price.
So will you be a blessing and share with family and friends our Two Becoming One podcast?
Thank you for joining us today. Tune in next time for our Joy of Marriage Consulting Two Becoming One podcast. God bless you,
and we love you.